study, media gives Joe Biden 59% positive press in first months in office after they bashed Donald Trump with 89% negative press. By Wendell Hasebo on April 19, 2021. A study found President Joe Biden has received a far larger amount of positive news coverage than former President Trump did during their respective first 3 months in office. Between January 20 and April 9, 2021, the study found Biden received 59% positive press exposure while Trump was hit with 89% negative evening news coverage from ABC, CBS, and NBC during the same time period in 2017, according to MRC Newsbusters. The study also discovered Biden received coverage amounting to only 726 minutes of all evening news airtime for the three stations. Trump, meanwhile, attracted the media's attention far more with 1,900 minutes. The media's three most covered topics of Biden in the first 3 months were his coronavirus response, 79% positive, the coronavirus spending bill, 86% positive, and the southern border crisis, 82% negative. Trump, on the other hand, received 93% negative coverage on his immigration priorities. The study additionally noted that these networks incorporated criticism of a liberal president into their coverage doesn't mean they were aiming for ideological balance. In fact, 1 out of 6 criticisms that viewers heard about President Biden, 18 out of 108, involved reporters actually hitting him from the far left. The radical left media bias has also been on display in recent months, with NBC News anchor Lester Holt claiming in March, "I think it's become clear that fairness is overrated. Before you run off and tweet that headline, let me explain a bit," Holt said when receiving the Edward R. Murrow Award for Lifetime Achievement. "The idea that we should always give two sides equal weight and merit does not reflect the world we find ourselves in. That the sun sets in the West is a fact. Any contrary view does not deserve our time or attention," he stated. Last week, a series of tapes by James O'Keefe's Project Veritas exposed CNN for admittedly using propaganda and fear to defeat Trump in 202. James O'Keefe, the founder of the investigative journalism organization Project Veritas, has since been permanently canceled by Twitter for allegedly operating fake accounts. O'Keefe in turn promised to sue Twitter for defamation, adding, "Section 230 may have protected them before, but it will not protect them from me."